Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
Sansia, good morning.
Good morning.
How was yesterday?
It was very fun, thank you.
Did you get a lot of love from everybody yesterday after we chatted?
Yes, I got a lot of love.
Good, good. Well, I want to continue the love because we've had a whirlwind day yesterday. We've had so many calls and emails of people wanting to support your cause because it's something that's close to their heart as well, and they'd love to be a part of this journey. So one of those, and I mentioned yesterday that I knew that there would be somebody that I could give a call to that is massive when it comes to community. In actual fact, him and I were just recently in a community where we were heavily involved in giving back. And when you just tell this gentleman over and above what he does for a living, which is supply the liquor trade with liquor, when you just whisper in his ear, Ian, I've got a project, boom, it's done. It's never ever a project or problem too big. Mm. He goes out and he makes it happen. From Legacy Liquors, Ian, how's it, my bud?
Morning, Ryan, how's it going?
Good, thanks, my friend. Listen, exactly. I've got Sansia on the line, and you heard her plight to go and get 30,000 in total sanitary towels for these kids. And literally I said to you, what we're going to do, and you said, just give me a day. We'll chat tomorrow. So I don't know what you've done. I don't know what you've planned. Good morning. How's it?
Morning, Sandia. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Very well, thanks. But I'm getting a call yesterday, and I unfortunately wasn't listening to the radio yesterday morning, but I got information from my community and family and friends. Ryan sent me a message, and I thought, well, this is such a brave, inspirational thing you're doing. And it excites me. It excites me that an 11-year-old girl your age gets up and stands up doing better than some of the leaders in our community.
Absolutely. Unbelievable.
So I phoned a couple of people. Legacy Liquors is close to the community, customers, suppliers. I said, guys, this is a no-brainer. This girl, she's inspiration. I want to get behind her. What can we do? Another figure was 30,000 rand that Ryan mentioned. And I said, hell, let's do this. So I'd like to give you 40,000 rand.
Oh, wow. Yes. Thank you.
Pleasure. Amazing. Absolute pleasure.
Unbelievable. Ian, we are going to see you soon, my friend, because we are going to go and buy sanitary towels to the value of 40,000 rand, and you, me, and everybody else is generously given are going to go and deliver and drop that off. Sansia, that is unbelievable. I think we've managed to raise close on 70,000 or 80,000 rand, and I think that by the time we chat again, which will be before your birthday, before you turn 12 in 2 weeks' time, we should have reached the target and exceeded the target of 30,000 sanitary towels for those kids. So what a great way to start the weekend. Thank you so much for sowing the seed and taking this on as a project, Sansia. This is absolutely huge, and it's only a pleasure for us to be a part of it.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Ian, for helping me, Mr. Ian.
Do you remember, Ian, we had Ian on the show just after 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Now, do you remember what guys and girls... what he said after 7 o'clock this morning?
Yes.
He said that he'd managed to get from his suppliers and people in his industry, from Legacy Liquors, 40,000 rand towards sanitary towels for our beautiful 11-year-old girl who's looking to get 30,000 sanitary towels this year as a project of hers.
Mm.
He's just sent me a message going, my phone's been buzzing since this morning. Instead of 40, you can make that now 70.
Wow.
Yes, see.
70,000 rand.
Wow.
That's amazing. Oh, thank you to everyone.
I think in the space of 2 days, we've managed to get close to the 30,000 sanitary towels mark for kids. For young girls, and we spoke about it in depth yesterday about how essential it is that these should be. They should be. It should be a given. It should be free. It should not. We shouldn't have to pay for it.
Mm.
Families can't afford, certain families, to give their young girls what they desperately need.
Yep.
To go to school, to feel positive about themselves, before even beginning to learn about what, or go and study at school and be a part of the school setup, they're too embarrassed to go because they can't afford to take care of a basic need. And so there's a young girl, stories online, her project is to raise and get 30,000 sanitary towels this year for girls that need it. And Ian, Legacy Liquors just said, make that 70 grand.
Yo.
That is incredible. Well done.
Yes.
And
thank
the
you,
phone
Ian.
Continues to go off this morning. We talk about Father's Day this coming Sunday, and then, of course, Youth Day on Monday. And what better way to celebrate Youth Day than this great initiative?
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile.
Smile 90.4 FM.